Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm grateful for today, for this day that God has made it for us. I say thank you, and thank you for being with me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I know it's been a while, but we thank God has made it today that we have to talk about something, about His Word. So today I would like to talk about chapter 32 in the book of Exodus. But before we talk about it, let's pray, close our eyes and commit ourselves to God. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the mighty things you've done into our lives. We glorify your name. We lift your name, God. You deserve the praises, for you are mighty God. We ask for forgiveness for everything we did. We ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us through all this talk, God. I know it's because of you that you have made it, and we say thank you, God, for making it. And to the listeners, God, may you touch their souls that they could understand your word and they could live to follow your word, that they could see the truth in their life, God. We say thank you as your Holy Spirit guide us into our today's word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. And so to begin with, chapter 32 talks about our faith. And in faith, according to chapter 32 in the book of Exodus, we have to have perseverance, humility, discipline. When you are in faith, for example, when you are praying about something, you need to have perseverance, discipline, humility, and understanding that God works at his own time. Not because you've prayed for something, you want it to happen the next day. No, you have done your duty as a prayer person, then the next, leave it to God. Look what the Israelites did. According to chapter 32, when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Because Moses went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. And at that time, God was giving him instructions on what to do. Because when he received the two boards to write on the Ten Commandments, but it took long. According to the Israelites, they lacked patience, they lacked humility. And what did they do? They asked Aaron to make their own God. And Aaron, out of misunderstanding, he also accepted, and they made their own God, a God that they started to worship. And see, God saw it, because Aaron accepted the offer and he made the golden goat as a god for the Israelites to worship that time. And apart from that, the people were doing against his will. And in chapter 7, he said, chapter 32, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I command them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, 'These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.'" And see, they lacked patience went out of them. They lacked humility. They didn't have humility. They could not wait until they see when Moses is down. That is the same thing that happens to us in our lives. When we pray for something, we want the thing to happen immediately. If it doesn't happen, there are those who will start accusing, there are those who will start doing some other things. Some will even go to an extent of maybe going and trying to do something else. But I would urge you, my sister, my brother, whoever is listening to me, a prayer, it's just like putting money in the bank. And a prayer
It depends. God knows what to give us because He is the God who wishes the good for us. So if you ask for a prayer today, then God knows when is the exact time to give you. Then God knows when and why and where He will deliver your answer for you. And so we should learn to have humility in prayer, in faith. We should have to learn perseverance in prayer and in faith. We should learn to have discipline in prayer and in faith, because the Bible talks about three things: be obedience, humility, and discipline. That's what the Bible talks about. We should all have these things in us for God to do something for us. I know the world has a lot of problems. There are some problems that people think, no, this is too much for me. Nothing is too much to God. God knows whatever you are going through. God sees you through all your life. Don't despair. Hold on to faith. God is still sitting on His throne. God will never die. God is never dead. God is there forever listening to us. God is there forever working out for us. Please, my brother, my sister, do not despair. Hold on to faith. Have humility. Have discipline. And have perseverance in you when you pray. And know it. Any particular day, any particular time, the situation is going to pass. It is not permanent. Don't go to an extent of doing things like what the Israelites did. Don't go to that extent. But God is a loving God. See, Moses cried to God because God said he was angry. And God said in verse 10, "Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them, that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses cried to God. Moses, in chapter 11, it reads, "But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with the great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with the evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.'" So Moses is giving us another prayer point. When everything is too much and you think that God is not working, remind him of his promises. That God, you promised me that when I am obedient to you, you will give me this thing. That God, when I will be humble to you, God, you will give me this thing. And I am humble today, God. Remind him of whatever the promises you know, whatever the things you are seeking for. Ask God and tell God, according to your book, you told us we will never lack because you are with us. God, you promise us when we knock the door, you will open the door for us. When we ask for bread, God, you will never give us stone. And when we ask for a fish, you will never give us a snake, God. Remind him and stop being despair. In that process, you must exercise humility, perseverance. Perseverance is the most important thing. Humility is the most important thing. And discipline is the most important thing. I say thank you for staying with me in this period, and may God bless you abundantly. And before we close it, let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for your word. Thank you for even the Bible verses, God, that you've given to us. We glorify your name, God. You are merciful, God. We say thank you for everything you've done into our lives, God. Look, God, even to the viewers, even to the listeners, God, as they listen, God, I know your Holy Spirit is touching their souls. Make them understand this word, God. Whatever they are going through, God, you will fight for them, God. Whoever doesn't understand the word of God, I know your Holy Spirit will go through this word, God, that he could be touched and understand it, God. May you touch the souls of the people who are listening to this word, that could turn to you, that they could turn to you and know you are a living God. Whoever is giving through difficulties, God, go through them, God, your Holy Spirit, to give them the courage of perseverance, the courage of discipline, the courage to to stand firm in whatever they are going through, God. We know you are a merciful God. You know you've not forgotten us, oh God. There are many people who have lost their faith, God. Oh God, go and raise their faith, God. Go and put humility in them. That go and touch their eyes, God. They go and open their eyes that they could see you, God, and not whatever they are going through. Give them the strength, God, to persevere everything that they are going through in life. And may you open the closed doors. May you open the closed doors. Open their ears that they could hear your voice, God. That it is you who is living in this world. That it is you who is making everything happen for your own good reasons, God. We say thank you for your word. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for being with us.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I hope you've been all well throughout the week. And as we continue with our podcast, looking in the Bible, what God and His Holy Spirit has guided us to get a prayer point in our lives. Today, I'm going to talk about two chapters in the Bible. That is in the book of Genesis, chapter 4. And in the book of Acts, chapter 5, I relate these two chapters, and let's see what God has in store for us in these two chapters and what God is trying to tell us in these two chapters. But before we continue, let's close our eyes for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Thank you for your protection and thank you for your love. We ask for forgiveness, God. May your Holy Spirit be with us as we talk about your word. May your word be of help to our lives in the name of Jesus. I say thank you and I glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so, in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, that is the story of Cain and Abel. And so verse 3 reads like, verse 3 up to 8. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." So in this chapter, according to what Cain and Abel brought, Abel brought the fat. Abel brought the fat offering, the fattest offering from the fat animals from his flock. And what did Cain bring? Cain brought some fruits of the soil, as in he just brought whatever he did not want. He did not bring the useful fruits. And so God saw their character, the characters of the two of them, that the one was selfish, the other one was self-centered. Look, Abel got God's favor, but Cain did not get God's favor. And he got angry from that, and he became jealous because he was lying to the Holy Spirit. Because God knows everything that you are doing. In everything that you do, just know God is watching and knows everything. So, as the Bible tells us, come as you are. You must be pure in your heart. You must have all the positivity. You think about all the positive things, because sometimes we pray and start accusing other people, or we pray the wrong prayers that we want other people to be punished. No, just be positive, just be good. And let's look at the in the book of Acts chapter 5, the story of Ananias and Sapphira. And
Then it goes like, and now a man, that is chapter 5, a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. So God knows our character, and God uses our character to bless us. God sees through us. You cannot lie to God. And the character that God looks at, it is not the upper character. So the inner character of you, that is what God looks at. Whatever is in the deepest side of your heart, that is what God looks at. We read the Bible. We get guidance from the Bible that we should be pure in our heart, because the Bible tells us the people who are pure in their hearts are the ones who shall see the kingdom of God. So if you are going to God, please, I beg you, remove all the anger, all the jealous, all the negativity that you have in your heart. And when you are going to bring offering to the church, don't bring it halfway. That thinking, oh, maybe I will, I've been giving it halfway or what? No, just give it as it desires, as it is supposed to be, because you are doing it to the God, and God is seeing the inner you. You can never hide from God. You can never cheat to God. You can never lie to God. And from this point, we have a prayer point that God give us a heart that will accept offering whatever it desires, that mold us to our ways, that we could live to please you and not please ourselves. And so that is the end of our podcast today. And before we close, I would wish us to close with a word of prayer. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, God, for your mercy, for your love, and thank you for your word. Thank you for the time you've given us, God. Even to the lived sinners, God, whatever they are going through, may you go through their heart, God, to give them peace, give them love and understanding, your wisdom to go through them, to understand your word and live according to your ways, God. We know, God, that many people are lost today. They don't understand the word, but through your Holy Spirit, God, we know that it will be possible. We ask you, God, to pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts, into our mind, and into our souls, that we get the correct guidance and live according to your word. Let your word guide us in each and every steps of our life. I say thank you, Lord, for this word. Amen. I hope you are all be blessed. Thank you. God bless you.